Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to start with one thing that's gotten a lot of attention, and that is this injury to Avery Williamson. And I don't know where we got so stupid about football, but and how conflicted everybody is now about preseason. See, no one knows what to do with preseason in the NFL anymore. See, the NFL hates preseason. They can't stand it. They can't sell it. The networks don't want to touch it. Their partners don't want any part of it. They don't want any part of it. Nobody wants any part of it. But they can't get the players to agree to 18 games over 19 or 20 weeks. So that's why you still have four preseason games. They would rather have two. And I don't even know if two's enough to really put together a squad, but they would rather have two. And they're completely conflicted with playing players in the games now. But when I get a coach who stands up and says, I got to apologize for playing my player in the second quarter. Wait, let me get this straight now. And everyone says, yeah, oh, what a great job the coach did by apologizing. Well, how big, what a great guy apologized. How dumb is the apology? First of all, how is it his fault? So you're telling me that if he played three fewer downs, he wouldn't have got hurt? You know that, right? Because we've never seen a guy get hurt in a drill. Now, I've never been at a training camp, seen a guy caught it off on a drill or a scrimmage. I mean, the idea that a guy can't get hurt anytime he puts his pads on, the idea that you know when a guy's going to get hurt in a preseason game. So let me get this straight. If he had played three fewer downs in the second quarter, he would not have had a season-ending injury? That's what you're going to tell me? That's sort of nonsense. Nobody knows that. Now you can't play your players? Now there's a certain limit? So tell me what. Here's what I want you to do, the guys who know how this works. Give me the number of plays that the guys can play in the preseason game before they can get hurt. How utterly ridiculous is this whole premise? Oh, what is he doing playing the guy? The guy was playing in the second quarter. So wait a second. If you play your player now, you are now endangering his life. I can't play. I learned then that I can't play Bell because I saw another player get hurt. Oh, really? So wait a second. Can you tell me now that when Bell plays in September, he won't get hurt because you didn't play him in the preseason? I mean, how stupid is this? And then you have him say this. Listen, I love the way he's working now. He's working hard. If he's working hard, he could get hurt there. He can get hurt in practice. Just as soon as he can get hurt in a game. This idea of not playing players in preseason games anymore and the fear of playing players. Well, I'm not going to play him in a preseason game. I wouldn't play him in a preseason game. I wouldn't play him in a preseason game. No, send your quarterback out there behind no offensive lineman. That's a real smart idea. Now, that makes no sense because you got guys charging at him. But the idea, the premise that you have any idea when a player in a football uniform is going to get hurt is the most ridiculous thing that anybody has ever tried to sell the public. This idea that, oh, I kept him in longer than I should have. What was the number of plays that were permissible for him to play before he was going to have a season-ending injury? Tell me what the number was. So the guys who played three fewer plays, they got out alive. Thank God for that. I mean, really, because none of them could get hurt. Because we looked around the league and we didn't see any other starters get hurt this week, did we? Of course we did. We saw guys go down for the season with broken feet and torn knees and everything else, just like you always do in football. And would I play Andrew Luck? No, he is hurting. I wouldn't play anybody who's hurting, and I don't know if I'd play my starting quarterback anymore because there's nothing for him to gain if he's a veteran player in those games anyway. So I'm not saying I promote playing your star quarterback in these games, which is the problem with the games in the first place. But the idea that you can't play your rank-and-file players in these games into the second quarter because they might get hurt is ridiculous. They charge money for these games. What are you going to send out there? You're going to basically get to the point where you're going to send out a bunch of guys who you know you're going to cut in 2 weeks. Who is going to buy those tickets? So you're going to force your fans to buy those tickets, and then they're going to say, you know what? I won't buy my season tickets because I have to buy these preseason tickets. Because I'm not even ever seeing an NFL guy in these preseason games anymore. That's what it's coming to. The fear of injury has become so great with these players because teams, it's all the same thing. It's the dollar, which means I got to get paid. So here's how much money we make. But it limits our depth because we now have to pay our starters all this phenomenal money. So we have no depth. So now I have a tremendous fear of my starter getting hurt because I have no way to back him up. So I can't play him in a preseason game. So I never get him game ready because I never play him in a preseason game. So the first couple of weeks of the game are like a dress rehearsal because I never have my team on the field the first before that anyway. Used to be the third game was at least a dress rehearsal. Now that doesn't even happen anymore. I saw Matt Ryan running around the other day in the second quarter. How dare they? I mean, are they out of their mind? I mean, what were they thinking? If he had gone down for the season, he would have had to apologize to the whole world. Because, listen, there's a number that you... So what is the magic number exactly? Is it a number of plays or is it the time on the clock in the second quarter? What is exactly the moment that if you go past it, you now might suffer a season-ending injury? That's how utterly ridiculous this is. This guy played into the second quarter. He's a football player. They can get hurt anywhere, anytime. We've all seen it. They can get hurt in space without even touching anybody. So the idea that as a coach, you give me a break. How ridiculous is that? I played my player too long. That's why he got hurt. It's almost like you played him into the fifth quarter of an overtime game. I mean, my God, what the heck are we talking about here? That's how silly it's gotten because that's how conflicted the league is about preseason. They detest it on every level, and that has seeped into the coaches, and now it has seeped into everybody in terms of fear of injury, of me losing this guy, I'm paying a fortune. So now the players know, hey, I don't really have to play preseason games because all I have to do is like hint an injury and I'm out. So I don't even have to think about training camp anymore. They don't practice in training camp half the time anyway anymore. There's no real hitting or action in training camp. They're on the field so little that young players, first-year players, have no idea what they're doing, which seeps into the product, especially on special teams, which is why, if you know, they want to get rid of special teams anyway. Too many injuries, extra guys I got to carry, and injuries. Again, that whole thing, injuries. Reason is, nobody works on special teams anymore. Nobody works on running game anymore. Training camp is now a folly compared to what it used to be. And now it's, oh, can't play this guy. Basically saying, I'm not playing Bell because I watched the player get hurt. A player could get hurt tomorrow, 5 minutes into practice. And will somewhere in the league. Because that's the game they play. They play a collision sport. Guys get hurt. It's part of the league. Want to look around the league and see how many key guys got hurt last week? First thing I do is look after the week and see how many teams lost a critical player to some freak injury. It happens. It happened five times last week. It's nothing new. But the idea that it's the coaches, give me a break. So if he took him out when he took the other regulars out, he wouldn't have gotten hurt? Come on. Got to be smarter than that. It's football. When people got on Belichick for his star tight end getting hurt because he was in on an extra point, you know what Belichick did? Laughed in your face. He said, it's football. It's football. Guys get hurt. Can't put him in a you can't seal him in this hermetical little package and protect him. It doesn't work that way. That doesn't mean, you know, you have to be Joe Namath making a tackle on an interception. I understand that. Some things are silly. But they are so conflicted now as to what they want to do with their premier players now in these training camp, in training camp and in the preseason games, that I'm surprised we're not even to the point now. Well, we're to the point now where the networks don't want the preseason games. We're going to be to the point soon when nobody wants the preseason games. Because the quality of the preseason games is just an absolute joke. You try to watch the second half of these preseason games. You can't. They have no rhyme or reason. And it has no rhyme. Like, if you watched the Jet game the other night, what would you learn about that game watching the first half and the second half? Absolutely nothing. Same thing's true of all preseason games. All right, the third one in some places is a dress rehearsal. Not even anymore. You can't even say that fully anymore.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.